kids. Go back. You're so quick. You jump on the gun. No, we're going to do something a little different today. So it's more like an object-y kind of lesson. So to be more object-y, I need a volunteer that I've pre-selected, pre-chosen, predetermined, predestined, if you will. Delaney, get up here. So I choose. Come on, Delaney. Come on. You can do it. I chose Delaney. No, just Delaney. You have your moment, Kelsey. I'll get you in a second. Okay, so I chose Delaney because she's very gregarious. That's a good word, isn't it? Gregarious. Ask your mom what that word means later on. Okay, so turn around and face everybody. Okay, so Delaney's going to be, she's going to be my token individual here this morning. She's going to do me a favor. But you're alone right now, aren't you?
What?
You're alone up here, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you like being alone?
No.
No, I know. That's why you like cats, right? Because cats always
yeah.
are lovely and they keep you close. And when you have a cat, you're never really alone. Well, cats can be kind of standoffish, so maybe you could. So you don't want to be here alone, do you?
No.
No. You want somebody else up here, right? So why don't you go get Kelsey and bring her up here? Okay, so very good. So Kelsey, now I've got two of you. Say, wow, you're not alone. Isn't that wonderful? So you stand here. Okay, turn around. Don't look at each other. Look at the congregation. Okay, so here we go. So you guys are up here, but you're still basically sort of alone, right? Yeah, so I need you to help me do something here. Notice how Delaney went and got somebody, right? That's what she did. She didn't want to be alone, so she went and got somebody. Because we know that the Bible says that when two or more are gathered, I'm with you, right? And so we want two or more gathered, but we still only have two. Where's the more? We need to get more, don't we? Okay, so I want you guys to do something. So I want both of you guys to go out there and get a kid and bring him back up here. Doesn't matter. You choose. Pick a kid. We got lots to choose from. Okay, bring him back up here. Oh, hey, there you go. Okay, Alicia, very good. Caleb, look at that. I love it. Come on down. Yeah, you're doing good. Come on down. Okay, you stand over here. Gotcha. Okay, so we're going to do something. Now we're going to do something a little different. We have more, right? We have two or more. Now we're more. But we could have more, right? More of more. We want more, right? Yes. Because what is the limit? If we say if God is with us, if two or more are gathered, what's the upper limit of more? There isn't an upper limit. That's right. So we can get more, can't we? Okay, so this is the part where I really need your help. Okay, so Caleb, you got the best job. Well, you know what you have to do here? You just have to stand here and look cool. Can you do that? Yeah? Okay, you just stand and look cool. So, but you two, I've got another task for. So Delaney, I want you to go and get another kid and bring him up. And I want both of you to go out and get another kid and bring him up. Not the same kid. So pick your own kid. Oh, look at that. All right. You guys over on this side. Look at that. Okay. Come on. Got two more. All right. There you go. Come on. There you go. Come on. If you do this slow, we're going to be here all day. So, all right. So we're here now. Okay, so you guys ready? I see we got Aaron. Oh, very good. Aaron's going to need a little help for the next task. Okay, so we have no upper limit. That's what Caleb says. We have no upper limit to more. So we can get more, right? So, okay, so Natalie, you've got a really good job here, too. You're like Caleb. You're going to stand here and look really cool. Can you do that? Can you stand and look really cool? Okay, so Delaney, you go get another kid, and then all four of you go get another kid. So I want each one of you to get your own kid. So there you go. Aaron's Caleb's kid? Okay. Okay, Kelsey, get another kid. Get your own kid. You can't get her kid. No, okay, well, Aaron needs a kid. Okay, is Caleb your kid? Okay, you're over here. You're over there. Okay, wait a minute. Did somebody come get you? Who came and got you?
Kelsey.
Okay, well, come on now. Okay, you're over here. Okay. I know, it's crazy. Okay, so as Caleb pointed out, there is no upper limit to more, right? And so we still want more, don't we? Okay, so you guys are going to be like really cool. You're just going to hang out and not do anything, okay? You just chill out. Can you do that? Can you chillax? All right. So, Delaney, go get another kid. Okay, I want all of you guys to go out and get another kid. Okay, hurry up. Go. Be quick. No, you're not getting another kid. You're going to hang out right here and look cool. Because this is the proper way to do things, right? We're just going to hang out, relax. Okay, over here on this side. Delaney, where's your kid? That's your kid? Okay, you're on that side. So, all right, all the rest of you guys are over here. You're over here. No, look at that. I love it. Bringing them in. I love it. So you're over here. Gemma, you're over there. Okay. Very good. Excellent. Okay. Separate. Okay. So, hurry. You can pick her up and carry her. There it is. Okay. So, okay, you guys, you got the best job in the world. You get to hang out and do nothing. Sounds good. You look cool with Caleb and Natalie and the rest of them? Okay, Delaney, go get another kid. Okay, I don't know how many kids are left, but I'm pretty sure the rest of you guys could probably go get the rest of the kids out there, okay? So go get some more kids. All of you. Go get more kids. Go get more kids. You just hang out. You're like in a group, right? Maybe you start a band, right? When you start singing, right? Okay, over on this side. Over on that side. Over on this side. Oh, you peeked Zeke? Okay, Zeke, you're over here. Yes. Is it? Is that all the kids? All the kids. So you're all over there. You're all over there. You're all over there. You're all over there. Okay. Are there more kids? Well, they're like teenagers. They're barely kids. We don't really call them kids. They're barely human, yes. I shouldn't say that. We love our teenagers. We do. Sorry. Okay. This was a children's message, right, Phil?
Yeah, amen.
Yeah. Right. You're right. It is. We won't get the teenagers, but, you know, we want to show an example here. When you've got, look at the size. Can you guys separate right over here? Separate over there. Okay. And look over here. Delaney, what do you think is different between the two groups?
There's more there.
Why are there more over here? Why are there more over here?
Because there was four over there when we started.
Because they grew exponentially, right? Each one went and got one. So when it was just your job to go get everybody, look at the size of the group you got.
Yeah.
But when Kelsey, when you separated out that job and everybody went and brought somebody else in, look at the gaggle of people you brought. That's a lot of people, isn't it? Which group do you think would be better to be in? Very good. Okay. I must confess, Steve, you got me. It's not a children's message. Let's start the year off right. Okay. It's not one of our jobs. It's all of our jobs. Let's bring him in. Let's pray. Father, we just love you so much. Go before these kids. Lord, it's a privilege to be able to see them here and to be able to minister to them. Father, it's a privilege to be a parent. It's a privilege to be able to walk side by side with the parents we have here. Lord, we ask you to bless the parents, bless these children. Keep them safe as we seek to honor you, to follow you, and to bring in your lost sheep, that we might be able to see your kingdom grow and your message of hope, mercy, and grace proliferate the peninsula. We ask this now in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, kids. You were great object lessons for your parents.